conclusion of the multi-year expert meeting on enhancing the enabling economic environment at all levels in support of inclusive and sustainable development and the promotion of economic integration and cooperation was held on 19 and 20 March 2018 at the Palais des Nations in Geneva. This presentation briefly summarized the highlights of the meeting. The full report was issued on April 13, 2018, and is available as document td/b/c.i/mem.8/6. The second session of the multi-year expert meeting focused on adapting industrial policies to a digital world for economic diversification and structural transformation. It was divided into three parts. During its first part, experts examined how the use of new digital technologies was affecting economic diversification and structural transformation. They say that the role of data was of crucial importance in the digital economy, but also stressed that the impacts of the digital revolution, still in an early phase, were not yet clear. The experts underline the potential significant economic benefits of new digital technologies, but also stress the need to bridge the existing digital divide to be able to reap these benefits. In addition to building and expanding existing infrastructure, it was important to build a variety of digital skills. This could be achieved, among other things, by using online platforms for teaching and learning and open access to scientific literature, but most importantly, by developing sound educational policies and integrating them into economic policies. Beyond this infrastructural weakness, there were more general challenges regarding the awareness and knowledge of digital technologies and the risk of rapidly rising dominant market players. To deal with these challenges, there was need for debate on how international rules and laws should deal with the digital economy, such as with regard to data privacy and antitrust policy, as well as technology transfer required to bridge the digital divide. Policymakers require policy space and flexibilities in order to undertake digital industrial policies as part of the wider industrialization process. In the second part of the session, experts explore how industrial policy should be adapted to foster economic diversification and structural transformation in a digital world. The experts stated that most attempts to such adaptation had not moved beyond planning stage, citing three main reasons. One reason was the absence of statistical indicators suitable to measure resource use against achievements. Another reason related to the many uncertainties and as to the effects of digitalization on industrialization and especially on the impact of automation on employment and the prospects of labor-intensive manufacturing as a development strategy. A third reason regarded a possible shift of the governance structure of global value chains toward platform or consumer-centered forms, which might require new forms of regulation aimed at reducing rents and preventing abuse of market power. The experts also discussed the need for strategic partnerships between public, private, and foreign stakeholders in order to accelerate learning and the creation of knowledge. They pointed to potential trade-offs between, on the one hand, public funding of science and innovation, and, on the other hand, the observation that economic benefits from resulting applications usually accrue only to private firms. When these beneficiaries were foreign firms or platforms, publicly funded innovation efforts might therefore even widen rather than bridge existing knowledge gaps in developing countries. The third and last part of the session examined the role of South-South and triangular cooperation in fostering economic diversification and structural transformation in a digital world. Experts emphasized the need to build institutions that could help build the digital skills required for innovative research and that could help build a digital economy. First steps might involve building regional digital infrastructure, collaborating towards the creation of national and regional data rights, and promoting digital markets integration to ensure the economies of scale required by digitalization. It was highlighted that the role of data is of crucial importance in the digital economy, bringing with it a risk of rent extraction behavior in some natural resource-based economies. Experts also noted the efforts in the European Union in harmonizing key policies areas by replacing national regulation with regulation applicable through its member countries. In order to support economic diversification and structural transformation in a digital world, the experts agree on a number of policy recommendations. First, taking advantage of the new opportunities that the digital revolution created for developing countries, it was important to prevent the digital divide from widening. This requires the need to build infrastructure and increase investment in all countries. Second, to ensure a fair sharing of the benefits from the digital revolution, it was important to have an adequate regulatory framework, including with regard to digital platforms. And third, there was a need to address the governance of digital systems at the international level and decide who would be the main players and stakeholders involved. This concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.